It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the United States spends billions every year on infrastructure projects in other countries. We'll find out about a bill awaiting a Senate vote that would double the current spending cap. First, reactions have been mixed to Governor Walker's call for state senators to help keep a Kimberly-Clark plant from closing in the Fox Valley. In a letter to senators on Friday, Walker urged them to visit the Cold Spring facility in Fox Crossing. He also wants them to vote on a $100 million incentive package by the end of the month, a deadline set by Kimberly-Clark. Over the weekend on Upfront with Mike Gushee, Senate President Roger Roth of Appleton, a Republican, echoed those comments.
This just isn't about the jobs at Kimberly-Clark and Casey today. This is about the investment. Kimberly-Clark is looking to do a potential $500 million of investment at this facility over the next 15 years. So we are setting the stage to have Kimberly-Clark, an anchor industry, an anchor company within an anchor industry here in our state, have a presence here for generations to come. That's why it's so important that we come together and pass this.
But finding the votes may be a challenge, as only one other senator has come out in full support of the plan. At least two Republican senators have said they'd vote against it, meaning it would take Democratic votes to pass the plan. Patrick Marley is a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Rob.
Well, tell us more about the letter for the governor trying to get the Senate back into session for this.
So that's exactly what's happening. The governor is trying to meet the September 30th deadline. It's fast approaching, and it's clear they're very short of votes to try to make that happen. He's asked senators to go tour the facility. He's hoping that that will get more of them on board with his plan for these incentives that will cost tens of millions of dollars in the coming years.
And talk about that September 30th deadline. Where did it come from, and do we know if it's a firm deadline or maybe there's wiggle room?
Well, it's a deadline imposed by Kimberly-Clark, so they're the ones who run the factory or the plant and will decide whether to keep it open or not. You know, they announced back in January they were going to be closing 10 facilities worldwide, and this is one of them that was targeted. I think Republicans, certainly Senator Fitzgerald, the majority leader, has said recently, just before that deadline was announced publicly, that he thought that they had a couple of years to get this, that the facility in any case would be running for a while and there might be a way to save it yet. But right after that, Kimberly-Clark said they need to make their decision and they want to know one way or the other by September 30th. They're also in talks with Arkansas for a plant there, and you know, as if things go well for one state, they're probably going to go bad for the other one. So there's a little bit of a bidding war here.
And Kimberly-Clark is actually planning on closing two plants in the Fox Valley, as I understand it. But the state is focused, the governor and state lawmakers are focused on just one of those?
That's right. So there's two in the Neenah area, Neenah and Fox Crossing. One employs about 500, one employs about 100. Both are scheduled to be closed. Initially, when the Assembly passed this package back in February, they were saying they could save both facilities, and that's how this package was targeted. But more recently, Republicans have given up on the idea of saving the smaller plant with 100 employees, saying that their best hope is only to save the one that employs about 500 people.
You mentioned a deal that had passed the Assembly. That's what the Senate would be voting on. Big picture, what would this incentive package do?
So this is structured on the deal that was given to Foxconn last year on a per-job basis. So because it's a smaller facility and has fewer employees, it's not as big of a cash payment, but the per-job payments are the same. We've seen the fiscal estimate we've seen was premised on the idea of saving both plants, and that would be about $100 million, a little bit over that, over 2 years. It's going to be somewhat smaller than that now because under the latest plan, they would close one of the facility and save 500 jobs rather than 600. But, you know, safe to say it will be many tens of millions of dollars over about 15 years. Essentially, the state would cover 17% of the pay for workers at those facilities.
Talking to Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a proposed incentive package to try to keep Kimberly-Clark jobs in Wisconsin. The Assembly has passed it. The Senate hasn't. The governor wants the Senate to come back and do it. And Patrick, on the procedural side of things, as you mentioned, the Assembly passed a package earlier this year. The Senate, if they were to come back, which is an open question, would have to pass to the letter the same thing for it to go to the governor, right? Otherwise, the Assembly would have to come back to tackle any changes.
That's right. If the Senate comes back, which, like you say, is a big if they pass the identical package that the Assembly passed, then it goes straight to Walker and he can sign it. If they were to make any changes to it, then it would die unless the Assembly came back and agreed to that, or they had some kind of negotiation between the two houses. If it's a long shot for the Senate to come back, it's a much bigger long shot for the Assembly to come back. They feel like their work is done on this matter. So I think it's pretty much a take-it-or-leave-it piece of legislation at this point.
And some key Republicans want to leave it. Can you talk about opposition from especially conservative Republican senators?
Yeah, I mean, we really have, you know, Republicans are talking a lot about the need for Democratic votes, and it's clear that they would need Democratic votes to get it through. But right now they need a lot of Republican votes, too. Publicly, there are only two senators who are on board with this. They need 17 votes in all, so they're a long way from getting those. There's just as many Republicans who are publicly against it as there are for it at this point. Those Republicans say a Foxconn-type package was for a business that's transformational and supposed to be fundamentally changing the kind of work we do in Wisconsin, whereas a paper based plant is, you know, something that's been around for a very long time, not a cutting edge industry in the way that Foxconn is. So they just say, you know, ideologically they can't support a deal that is this rich.
Now, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss made a comment, I think it was in your piece, saying, hey, pass the thing and the governor can fix the details with partial vetoes. Does the governor have any interest in doing that from what you've seen?
So the governor says no. Robin Voss said that about a month ago, that because that the plan would differ somewhat from what the Assembly passed, but that the governor could make those changes with a partial veto, which made all the Democrats even more wary of this plan, saying they want to know exactly what the deal is. The governor more recently has said he is not going to issue any partial vetoes. He would sign the bill as is if it gets through the Senate.
What have we heard from local officials in the Fox Valley area where the economic impact of the plant's closing would be felt?
Well, they very much want to see it get done. They want to keep this plant open. These are, you know, workers in their communities. The local economy is the one that's going to be most affected by this. They're very concerned about all of the politics surrounding this. Obviously, we're heading right into an election with the governor's on the ballot, and Roger Roth, the Senate president, is from that area. He's up for election this year. So the locals are concerned that it's even harder to get a deal done at a time like this when you're in the thick of the political season.
And we have the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, WEDIC, as it's often called for short. Their job is to promote jobs in Wisconsin. Do they have anything in their toolkit that could make a difference in the absence of something passing the legislature?
Well, they do have the ability to offer incentive packages to companies like Kimberly-Clark, but they would not be as lucrative as the one that's pending in the legislature. So that would be a fallback option. But, you know, Kimberly-Clark only recently publicly said that it was interested in this deal for $100 million or thereabouts. I don't know how much the WEDC proposal would be if it did it on its own, but it would be far less than that. So I think there are real questions about whether Kimberly-Clark would be interested in something if the legislature can't pass it.
Now, the governor wants the Senate to come back in a session. Who's the decider? Who says, yeah, okay, we'll do it?
It is the Senate themselves. Republicans control the Senate 18 to 15. They're the ones who decide whether they come in or not. They're not going to do that unless they've got the votes locked up. And as I mentioned, it doesn't look like they've got those votes.
Have Democrats done much speaking out on this issue one way or the other? Democrats in the Senate, I should say.
So Democrats in the Senate and Tony Evers, who's running for governor, have emphasized they like different plans that would help others in the paper and forest products industry. And so they say they want a broader plan rather than focused in on this one plant. So that, without quite coming right out and say it, it appears that they all or virtually all are a no on this. So it looks like Republicans are going to have trouble.
And Patrick, as we wrap up, are you still there, Patrick? Okay, we'll wrap up there then. Thanks to Patrick Marley, State Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We've been talking about the governor's call for state senators to come back into session and pass a Kimberly-Clark incentive deal. As of right now, the Senate is not back in session, maybe not going to happen by this September 30th deadline indicated by the Kimberly-Clark Company.